a really nice time with you. It was a lot of fun hanging out. I love the restaurant you selected, and I have to say, you were a perfect gentleman all night. But I have to make a confession. When we got back to your place and things got a little, shall we say, heated, I wasn't completely honest with you. You're a great kisser, and I really do find you attractive. But when things moved to the bedroom and you got undressed, I'm afraid I wasn't being 100% truthful when I said I wasn't ready. I was ready. I just wasn't ready for you. I wasn't ready for a guy with a cock that small. You do realize you're tiny, don't you? It was hard not to laugh. I felt so bad for you because, well, that is something that is never going to work for me. I will never forget you standing there naked with your teeny tiny heart on. Could you tell I was actually biting my lip to keep myself from laughing? So, I think it's best that we just go our separate ways and just remain friends. You're too nice of a guy for the other option. Trust me, you really don't want to know. Are you sure? Because once I tell you what the other option is, that's it. Either you take it, or you leave it. And if you leave it, I'm going to make a point of telling everyone I know about your, shall we say, little problem. You're entering very dangerous territory, young man. Now tell me you understand. Oh, you think you do? But you don't. But you will soon enough. Do you really want this? Are you sure? Well then, remember, you are the one who asked for this. The real truth is, we could never be friends. Because I can never respect you. I can never even see you as a man. Guys like you with little cocks are nothing more than toys, and nothing more than amusement. I adore real men with real cocks, but little boys like you need to be reminded constantly of what they are. Shush, I'm talking. Don't you dare interrupt. One more word out of you, and I'm going to tape your mouth shut. So, the first thing we're going to have to do is lock that little thing up. I have the cutest little pink chastity cage for you. Guys like you with little pee-pees are always chronic masturbators. Don't try to deny it, but that stops today. No more touching, no more rubbing and tugging on that little thing, no more coming. If that little thing can't give me a pleasure, it sure as hell is not going to give you any. Now, I want you to look at my lips. Look at them. And I want you to remember kissing them. That is your new reward. If you please me and do everything I say, they will be your reward. I want you to think about them. Desire them, ache for them, and worship them. My kiss will become a drug for you, but a drug that will be harder and harder for you to get as your addiction deepens. It is the only way I will ever touch you again, and you will never touch me. I can see you looking at them already. Fantasizing, dreaming. Is that thought making your little pee-pee hard? good. So, tonight will be our second date. You're to show up at my place at exactly 7 p.m. Step inside, and you will find a chastity device, a document with a list of rules for your new life, and two keys. One is a key to your chastity device. The other is the key to my apartment. You only get one key. You will see in the rules, you may trade keys at any time. But if you decide to take your chastity key back, you will be banished from my life forever.